The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
All right, good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome back to Roll the Tide Studios. It is Tuesday, June 25th, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. It feels so good to be back where there's humidity and double-digit temperatures. What a beautiful place this is, Potland, Oregon, and big thanks to Herb Thrasher for having us here at Roll the Tide Studios. I got Brian the Red sitting next to me running the captain's chair. How you doing, Brian?
I am doing all right. Sitting in the big chair.
Yeah. He's doing so well while I was on the road. I said, hell, let's just have him keep doing it. We're having a good time doing it. So on today's show, speaking of being on the road, last weekend I was at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup 2013 in the Bay Area, Richmond, California. Second time at the Craneway Pavilion, fourth time in the Bay Area with the Medical Cannabis Cup. All sorts of great video on today's show. We have got, in hour two, the entire High Times social media panel featuring Coral Reefer, Bianca Barnhill, Stuff Stoners Like, Old Hippie. I don't know if Hail Mary Jane was on this one or not. Oh, yeah. Great stuff coming up on that panel. So check that out. And I think my video might be the only one that's out there. So we'll have that uploaded to YouTube even later on tonight's agenda. So we'll get that up there as soon as we can. In the first hour, though, we got all sorts of little highlight videos. I got an interview with Stephanie Bishop. I got an interview with Jorge Cervantes. Me and Ganja John walking through some of the medicating areas and having some fun. You'll get to see my shark tooth dab. Yes, I had a shark tooth dab. And a polydactyl cat, seven toes on each of its front paws, and those weird folded over ears. Cool looking cat. And other sorts of highlights from the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. We've also got a Bacon Dan calling in for our Electric Tuesday Daily Toker Tunes. He's got a cool mashup called Funky Smoke. We're going to check that out. Meshes up a little Daft Punk and Deep Purple. That'll be interesting. Also on the show, behind the headlines, we're going to take a look at the recent unanimous decision by the U.S. Conference of Mayors to support a resolution calling on an end to the federal war on marijuana, and the surprising reaction from the Drug Czar's office. Maybe not too surprising. But before we get to all of that, we've got our 420 radio news in the headlines today. We've got the Oregon House passing a dispensary measure. Michigan's medical marijuana gets a Google grant. Dispensaries are becoming the domain of the 1%. More toddlers eating marijuana candies in Michigan. And my favorite story of the day, co-eds who smoke pot are more likely to have sex. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420-friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa. Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
This is your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, June 25th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Medical marijuana retail outlet bill passes Oregon House, now heads to the Senate. From OregonLive.com. The Oregon House on Monday took a major step toward legitimizing the state's booming medical cannabis industry on Monday, approving a bill that would create licenses for retail providers of the drug. House Bill 3460, narrowly approved by a 31-27 vote that fell mainly along party lines, was embraced by medical marijuana patients who have long maintained they have trouble finding reliable access to the drug. Opponents said the bill doesn't do enough to address the diversion of medical cannabis to the black market. No Republican voted in favor, and only two Democrats voted against the bill, which now heads to the Senate. In recent years, an industry of medical marijuana retailers has cropped up in Oregon to meet patient demand. Multnomah County authorities have largely tolerated the presence of such establishments. The number of dispensaries or medical marijuana retailers operating in Oregon is unknown, though lawmakers and law enforcement officials say it could be as high as 200. The establishments are not tracked or licensed by any government agency. Law enforcement has no clear idea how much marijuana or cash moves through these places. Michigan medical marijuana nonprofit gets $240,000 Google grant from the dailychronic.net. A Michigan medical marijuana organization has received a $240,000 grant from Google, the first medical marijuana nonprofit to receive a grant from Google Grants. The grant is an in-kind AdWords advertising allowance and other premium Google products and support that will continue for the life of the organization. The group, Michigan Compassion, says they will use the grant to promote medical marijuana awareness based on their philosophy of, quote, we must increase awareness to increase acceptance, end quote. The award letter from Google acknowledges that Michigan Compassion is the first medical marijuana organization to receive an AdWords grant from Google Grants. Marijuana dispensaries becoming exclusive domain of the 1% from Huffington Post. Once a business proposition that required little more than a few thousand dollars and some gardening equipment, selling medical marijuana is quickly becoming a dream fit only for deep-pocketed entrepreneurs. 5 years ago, Ian Sieb helped open Colorado dispensary Denver Relief with, quote, $4,000 and a half a pound of cannabis, end quote. Sieb said he is counseling clients in Massachusetts, where only 35 dispensary licenses will be granted starting later this year, to set aside at least $2 million before even considering going into the medical marijuana industry. Connecticut will ask dispensary owners to post a $2 million bond that the state will be able to access if operations falter. Sieb is telling clients there to make sure they have at least $6 million in the bank before moving forward. When it awarded 98 licenses to open medical marijuana dispensaries 10 months ago, the state of Arizona required applicants to show $150,000 in capital. None of the new licensees interviewed by Huffington Post had any experience running a healthcare venture, and at least one was openly disdainful of marijuana as a business. Doctors see rise in toddler marijuana overdoses from WNEM-TV in Michigan. Doctors at the Banner Poison and Drug Information Center are seeing a dramatic increase in the number of young children overdosing on marijuana. In the most extreme cases, doctors say toddlers have been admitted to the emergency room comatose. Dr. Frank Lovecchio, who is co-medical director at the Poison Center, said in 2012, the center saw 10 cases where young children showed signs of marijuana exposure. In the first 6 months of this year, it's already seen 10 cases. They're eating it because one of the most popular ways to consume marijuana today is in brownies, cookies, and candy. Marijuana users call them medibles. Dr. Lovecchio said, quote, in an ideal world, we would say, make these things childproof, you know? That's a first step. That would be great, end quote. New study, co-eds who smoke pot more likely to have sex. From thedailycaller.com. Recreational use of marijuana makes women more likely to have casual sex during their freshman year of college, a new study found. The study was authored by Robin Fielder of the Miriam's Hospital Center for Behavioral and Preventative Medicine in Rhode Island. Fielders and her team surveyed freshman girls on their sexual habits and recreational drug use each month during their first years at college. They found that respondents who smoked pot were more likely to engage in casual sex. Prior sexual relationships were an even larger predictor of sexual behavior in college, however. The study was published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. It was funded by a $219,000 grant from the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, a government agency. That's your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, June 25th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines to take a look at the resolution unanimously supported by the U.S. Conference of Mayors calling for an end to the federal war on marijuana and the surprising retort from the Drug Czar's office. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
Medical marijuana right for you? When you are stricken by an illness, injury, or disability, you deserve to live your life as free from pain and suffering as possible. Modern medical researchers have developed some amazing pharmaceutical drugs, but these may not be the best solution for you. At Alternative Medical Choices, we help collect your medical records history and provide a physician's review and examination to help you qualify for the use of medical marijuana in Oregon and Washington State. Call 971-270-0262 or visit altmedchoices.com for more information and to schedule an appointment today. Alternative Medical Choices, because you deserve the best in healthcare.
You still don't get it, do you? All right, let me make this as clear as I possibly can. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back after a word from these 420 friendly sponsors. Wait a minute. This is internet radio. There are no dials here.
Time for us to go behind the headlines. And on today's behind the headlines, I want to take a look at something Marijuana Majority posted, and it's something they had a lot to do with getting pushed through. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, which told Obama, keep hands off pot laws. That's at least the way the New York Daily News called it. A couple paragraphs from them. The U.S. Conference of Mayors sent President Obama a clear message from Las Vegas on Monday, voting unanimously to adopt a resolution demanding that the federal government not to interfere with state and local marijuana laws. And I just want to read some points from this mayor's initiative, because it's really amazing. You remember, unanimous vote from the U.S. Conference of Mayors. They have a whole bunch of whereases in the preamble of the thing, and one of them has to do with the fact that limited resources that could be better spent on programs that more effectively serve the public and keep our cities safe from serious and violent crime. You know, instead of spending it on marijuana enforcement. They also mentioned that despite the prohibition of marijuana and the 22 million arrests that have occurred in the U.S. since 1965, including 750,000 in 2011 alone, federal studies estimate that 42% of Americans have used marijuana, including over 18 million people who admit to having used it within the past month. 18 million monthly smokers. In fact, there's more monthly marijuana smokers than there are Texans. 64, they note that 64% of Americans believe that states should be able to reform their marijuana policies without federal interference. They note that 97% of marijuana arrests are conducted by municipal or state law enforcement. So because of this federal prohibition, most of the cost gets picked up by the states and the cities. They point out that the illegal market for marijuana is dominated by organized crime. It's really a make-work program, an entry-level job, if you will, to getting into organized crime. So, based on that and many other factors, they have this resolution. This is what they voted on unanimously. They said, "Be it resolved that the United States Conference of Mayors reaffirms its support of fair and effective criminal justice and drug policies and reiterates its previous call for the reclassification of marijuana under federal law." Point one, reclassify the Schedule I marijuana on the federal level. They also, in their resolution, further resolve that federal agencies have regularly interfered with the operation of state medical marijuana laws, despite President Obama's comments that such actions are, quote, not a good use of our resources, end quote, and his administration's pledge to, quote, not circumvent state laws on this issue, end quote. And they resolve that people of color are arrested, convicted, sentenced, and incarcerated at higher rates and for longer periods of time, and that states and localities should be able to set whatever marijuana policies work best to improve the public safety and health of their communities. So, federal laws, including the Controlled Substances Act, should be amended to explicitly allow states to set their own marijuana policies without federal interference. Okay, so this is a unanimous vote by the mayors of the biggest cities in America that have said you need to reschedule marijuana out of Schedule I. You need to amend the Controlled Substances Act so that states can set their own marijuana policies, so that you don't have the Obama administration raiding the medical marijuana operations in Colorado and California and Oregon and Montana and all these other states. They specifically call for the end of federal interference, and for me, that would include the banking interference, the trade interference, all of these threatening landlord letters, all of these insidious ways the Obama administration has marshaled all sorts of alphabet soup agencies to mess with medical marijuana, and marijuana in general. And in this resolution, they even point out Colorado and Washington have completely legalized. They're even, it's a little bit older of a resolution when they wrote it up, because they say 18 medical states, there's now 19. They say 16 decrim states, there's now 17. Vermont just decriminalized. So, unanimous resolution, reschedule marijuana, end federal interference, amend the Controlled Substances Act. What was the reaction, do you think, from the Drug Czar's office? Well, on their Twitter feed, I kid you not, this is at ONDCP is their Twitter feed. This was their tweet in response. "Thank you, at U.S. Mayors, for unanimously supporting the administration's approach to drug policy reform." Yes. And they actually sent they actually put a link up to their, you know, whitehouse.gov drug policy, ONDCP reform, with the judge hugging the guy in the drug court, right? Wow. I mean, I would be surprised if Kevin Sabet had said that, but, you know, coming straight from the Drug Czar's office, a complete Orwellian double plus ungood flip of what actually was said here. Unanimously supporting the administration's approach? You mean the Obama administration's approach is to reschedule marijuana out of Schedule I, is to have no federal interference with state legal marijuana laws, and to support the amending of the Controlled Substances Act so that the states will be left alone? Really? Really, ONDCP? God, they're just, they want to put these things out, pretend as if they are having some sort of third way, new approach, we're kinder, gentler, when you look at the budget, it's still 60% for enforcement and interdiction, and 40% for treatment and prevention. There is nothing on the horizon at the federal level about rescheduling marijuana. They strictly want to keep it in Schedule I. There's nothing on the horizon about allowing states to legalize or have their way with their own marijuana policies. We have seen that. When asked about this, Gil Kerlikowski, everybody in the administration says, well, we still have to enforce the Controlled Substances Act. So doesn't sound like they're going to amend that anytime soon. It's just amazing to see such blatant, outright lying right there on the internet. Good job, ONDCP. I mean, I thought they topped themselves out when they said there's no more war on drugs. Remember that?
It was a bunch of bullshit, too.
I can't smoke enough weed for this to make sense.
That's why you need some hash.
But I'll try.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Ever wonder how often to change your bong water? The most effective method for baking pot brownies? The best destinations for a ganja getaway? How to hide herb in your car? Whether to grow your own? How precisely to legalize it? Or how something as wonderful as marijuana ever got to be illegal in the first place? Finally, you can find all these answers and much more in the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook, featuring 420 things to do when you're stoned. Since 1974, High Times Magazine has covered marijuana in all its aspects and wonders, from cultivation to legalization to the herb's enduring and exalted place in popular culture. Packed with inside information, the official High Times Pot Smoker's Handbook rolls all of this collected wisdom together into a single indispensable ganja guide, including an entertaining look at marijuana's history, profiles of herb-friendly travel destinations and festivals, favorite potluck recipes from the High Times staff, smoking skills, advocacy and activism, essential marijuana movies and songs, profiles of famous cannabis strains, comprehensive growing information, celebrity endorsements, and much more. This is truly, finally, the ultimate guide to green living.
You ever seen a news story like this?
You know, when shit hits the fan, I never really thought about it before, but, you know, it's kind of sudden and violent, and that's kind of what happened this week.
What about the children?
But, you know, I just want to say fuck you guys very much for judging me. You know, for using a plant to do whatever, it's none of your damn business. I don't ask you why you drink your face off, okay? But the deal is, I harmed no child.
Your one-room schoolhouse of choice. Your one-stop freedom shop. It's the Libro Lounge.
And remember, kids, as always, do your fucking homework.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Electric Tuesday, featuring the latest in electronic dance music and other cutting-edge genres. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
Before we get to our Daily Toker Tunes, got a quick announcement for this weekend. Saturday night, Herb Thrasher and I are going to be streaming live a Support the Southern Oregon 4 fundraiser. That's for Lee and Lori Duckworth and their two co-defendants down there in Southern Oregon who were raided. Going to try to raise some money for them, help them out. So check us out. We'll be live from the Plews Brews on 8409 North Lombard Street in Potland, Oregon. There's going to be a silent auction, raffles, a bunch of music, OMMP medication station. This is this Saturday starting at 7 p.m. Pacific. Guest of Anna Diaz from Normal Women's Alliance and World Famous Cannabis Cafe. Going to be performances by Cascadia Rising, Get Down Jones, J-Mac and Big Dub, DJ Brain Food, and the Libra Twins. I know about the Libra Lounge, the Libra Mater, but the Libra Twins will be performing. Herb Thrash will be there, Herb Age Design supporting, Greenleaf Lab, Rabbit Hole, Weedist, a lot of great supporters helping here, and the World Famous Cannabis Cafe. Check us out this Saturday. All right, let's go to the phone lines where we've got Bacon Dan on the line. Bacon, how you doing?
I am doing very well on this rainy afternoon here in beautiful Potland, Oregon.
I'll bet you are still somewhat high from the amazing 17 seconds of hockey we saw the other night.
Yes, I mean, that was just one of the greatest things seen. I was so happy to see Chicago take the cup.
Yeah, that was amazing. We were watching some of that, and they were down. What was it, 2-1? And then came back with two quick goals with like a minute or so to go, and it was just amazing. Great hockey. We'll talk more about that this weekend on Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. But for now, we have got our Electric Tuesday tune. Tell us about it, Dan.
All right, well, we got a song here from DJ Lobster Dust, who has one of the greatest names, I think. I absolutely love the name of the artist. And the song we got today is called Funky Smoke. And I figured now that we got Russ back in the Pacific Northwest, need something without, you know, a little bit funky, a little bit fun. And this is definitely a really great mashup. You can find all the information about DJ Lost to Dust. Just Google his name. He's got his own site. He's very big in the mashup community. He's been doing it for a couple of years now. He's won a few awards for it, too. He really knows what he's doing.
All right, let's check it out. We got a little Deep Purple, Daft Punk, and Usher in this one. It's Funky Smoke by DJ Lobster Dust. Thanks, Dan. We'll see you later.
Playing rock and roll for a lot of years. I've done it all. Now I do it without drugs. Hey, don't get me wrong, I still party with the best of them, but now I do it clean. You know, I'm on top of everything I do.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Our marijuana laws are terribly unfair, and they make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. And we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. The Russ Belville Show visits with West Coast editor Dave Bienenstock for a look forward to the next issue and the next marijuana events in our High Times preview.
All right, not exactly. We're not going to go to Dave Bienenstock at all, but we are going to go to some video. We got some great video that I took at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup at the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, California this last weekend. And I honestly did not expect to be at that event. I expected to be on tour with the FNAs, but we had some problems with the tour bus breaking down. It looks like the FNAs tour won't begin until mid-July. And so we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. So I was sitting around thinking, well, I have an open invite to the Medical Cannabis Cup. I found a way to scrape together enough to get a ticket, airplane ticket to get there, and set up at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. Big thanks, by the way, to FiredUpLawyer.com for sponsoring my trip there. Yes, thank you, Lauren and Casey, for making your home available for me to crash at while we... beautiful place, right there in Alameda, right there on the water, on the beach. It was just beautiful. Your cats were awesome. They were fantastic. Even the grumpy one, who wasn't all that grumpy. Anyway, got some great videos here for you. We got Ganja John and I taking a little stroll. You get to see some of the latest in medical shorts, a couple of interviews including Jorge Cervantes and Stephanie Bishop, and my shark tooth dab, plus Subcool and Miss Jill at the end. Take it away, video.
Hey.
Howdy.
What's up, dude?
Ganja John.
Yes.
Kanye West and Kim had a daughter and named her North.
Northwest!
What do you think the chances are that in 18 years there'll be an exclusive porno shoot with Peter North called North by Northwest?
Actually, we're thinking up in the Northwest, we're going to change our name from Northwest now because it's played. We're going to just go to Cascadia.
Cascadia is in the house.
Cascadia concentrates, baby.
I see you're in the Rare Dankness hoodie.
Yeah, I think Rare Dankness may be coming to Cascadia too.
Awesome. Awesome. Looking forward to all these developments. We'll keep you posted as things are breaking in the great Pacific Northwest. Got a Seattle Cup coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Got a Seattle High Times coming up.
Yeah, we got another cup to
Seattle,
collect.
Seattle Hempfest.
Yeah.
Got a lot of stuff going.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun summer. We have the Secret Cup in Denver coming up. It's going to be crazy.
A secret?
Secret. 7-10 Cup.
All right. See you, Ganja John.
See you.
Oh my God, it's the sticker people again.
Hello.
Not again. Not again. Not the sticker people again. No. Stop. Stop. Make it stop.
There you go.
This is 420 Radio on the internet.
Hey, 420 Radio, go check me out at MissJackieO.com.
Any other plugs? Any other shameless promotion? No? Welcome back, everybody. We're coming to the top of the hour here, closing in on 6 o'clock Pacific time at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup Bay Area at the Greenway Pavilion in Richmond, California. And joining me here on the mic, we have Melinda Neal, is with the International Cannabis Hemp Expo, a.k.a. INCHI.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. I understand you have an event coming up very quickly.
We do. September 7th at the San Francisco Civic Center Plaza. It's an outdoor event. It's one day, and we are just so grateful and excited to have it there. Outside of May J Days, those of you that remember that, there has been no other cannabis allowed on those grounds.
Oh, okay. So this is a kind of a breakthrough.
It's crucial to the movement, absolutely.
All right. So if people, the website here is INTCHE.net. And if you just think INT for international, right? And then the rest of it, Cannabis and Hemp Expo, CHEINTCHE. Pretty easy to remember. .net. You can get more information on this. And as a, you know, with the word hemp in there, are you doing a lot of expositions on hemp as well as cannabis?
Absolutely. We're going to focus on the San Francisco event. We want to focus equally not only on the 215 section, but really emphasize hemp and it as a sustainable resource. I think that's getting missed in a lot of areas, and just kind of pushing and getting people educated on the difference between cannabis and hemp. And you'd be surprised how many people don't know.
Yeah, it is remarkable when police will say things like, well, we can't let hemp be legalized because then they'd hide pot in the roads. You have no idea how plants work, do you?
Exactly. It is. And our job, your job, as affiliates and collaborating in the industry is to educate people. And that's what INCHI does.
All right. So, again, September 7th?
September 7th, Saturday. It is a one-day event.
Oh, just one day?
Yeah. Okay. You know, San Francisco said, you know, it was really interesting. I fought very hard with Kim Q, a previous chief operating officer, spent a lot of time fighting.
Yeah.
And they said, listen, we've let nobody be here. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you have one day. And if it goes well, we have no trouble. We'll let you come back for 2 days next year. So,
oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we just have to prove ourselves, as we usually do.
We will.
That we are kind, law-abiding, respectful, responsible people, and it won't be a problem for next year.
Exactly.
That's excellent.
And I hope to see you there.
Well, I'll do everything I can do. We've got my contact information. We'll book this stuff September 7th. I don't think I've got it. Oh, wait a minute. That might be Portland Hemp Stock.
It is. We'll be at Seattle Hemp Fest, you mean, right?
No, Portland got one as well.
Oh, okay.
Seattle's the third week of August.
Right.
The first weekend after Labor Day. But maybe that's not it. So maybe it's the 7th. We'll have to look it up.
Let's look it up and all find right. out. But if you're
we'll
available,
out.
We'd love to have you there.
Well, thank you very much. I love doing these events and just getting these stories out of the activists that are working so hard on this stuff. Because, you know, a lot of this is fun and party, but, you know, there's also people working hard to keep people out of jail, you know.
Well, I think, you know, I've said it before, you have the quintessential stoner, if you will, and behind that, or in front of that, depending on what your perspective is, there are people like us and the industry leaders who are fighting to allow them to either medicate as a patient or have the right to act, or to decriminalize marijuana because it's silly not to.
Yeah,
makes sense. So,
there's no logical reason for this, so we're preaching to the choir.
We still have to preach.
I always say preach from the choir because a lot of them don't know the words to the hymns.
I like that.
Messing up, they're out of tune, you know what I'm saying?
I like that.
You know, even the best choir has a director. Right?
That's right.
International Cannabis and Hemp Expo and INTCHE.net. Melinda Neal is the COO and CFO. Two hats.
I try.
Operating and finances. That's awesome. And September 7th is the gig, so check that out. Thanks for joining us. Thank you
very much.
All right, we're going to bring you back to some music. Thanks for joining us here live at the Medical Cannabis Cup.
That's
All right, folks, we got Jorge Cervantes here at the High Time Medical Cannabis Cup in the Bay Area. How you doing?
Good, Ross. It's great to see you.
I know you're always so busy doing so much stuff. We follow you on the web, Jorge Cervantes TV, on YouTube. You got a great channel going on. What's the latest?
Well, I just come back from Spain. I was over there 8 months and made some trade fairs and stuff. Spanabis, of course. The big one in Austria, Cultiva.
Yeah.
And then also, the GrowMed in Valencia, which was really cool because it is a medical theme.
Yeah.
And it was full of doctors and lots of research. I was very impressed.
Wow.
And that fair has really grown. It's the second year, and it's going straight up. It's amazing. Yeah, yeah. And then yesterday I put up on the YouTube the second installment of a lecture I gave in Vienna about big plants.
So is Europe starting to take off to the nation of legalization since Washington, Colorado have passed? Does it make much difference to them?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they're all over there. Pretty much every government over there is right wing now.
Oh.
And they're a little difficult to deal with. And I still don't understand why the euro is so high, for example. The big thing is going to be in 2013, middle of March, in Vienna, because that is when the United Nations meets, United Nations, and they will have talk about changing the single treaty law of 1961. But you know, the guy that's in charge of it, he said he doesn't see much reason for anything to change because he's fine with it. So I don't know if this will happen now or not.
Yeah.
Or in 2013. And then I also have a new book coming out, but that's not until after the first of the year. It's not completed.
So much going on. Everybody loves the videos, big trees.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are doing very well.
And the grows out there that you're attending to are just marvelous. The information you're giving people, very helpful. Give them the websites and stuff to contact you.
Oh, yeah. Marijuana growing or marijuanagrowing.com with the J, not the H. Marijuana with the J. Marijuanagrowing.com. And all you have to do really is type in Jorge Cervantes in the YouTube or Google, and this mug comes up.
And there he is.
That's it.
Thank you, Jorge, for all your work, man. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Russ. You're doing good stuff, man.
Oh, thank you.
We're here at the Weed Finder booth.
Yes, sir.
Shotwell is here with a very pretty cat.
What's up, guys?
Well, that's a trippy looking cat. What's the ears on that cat?
This is Nuage. And Nuage is a Highland Lynx.
Yeah.
And he's polydactyl with seven claws.
See that?
And
wow.
He's got the ears come like that. He's born like that.
The ears come that way. Wow.
And he's just an amazing, amazing animal.
You say seven toes on the front paws?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's getting a little feisty.
It's like, I don't want to be on camera. All right. Back up. Weed Finder.
Yeah. We're here at the Weed Finder tent representing Weed Country and, you know, letting people meet cats.
Why not? Very good.
Dabbing in Wonderland.
Alice?
The mad dabber. The mad dabber, that's right.
Very good. So we're completely through the looking glass here.
We are. We are here.
Dabbing in Wonderland.
All right. It's weedfinder.com. You can read for yourself. It's right there. Thank you, guys. Take it easy. And one of the things that, you know, we're all here representing, of course, this is a medical cannabis cup, but a lot of what we focus on in this movement is just the unjust imprisonment of people for using a plant, whether it's medical use or not.
Right.
And it's just caused us to have some awful statistics with mass incarceration in this country.
Well, and here's the thing, like, most of the people who have this conversation, they know the word mass incarceration, but they don't know what that actually means to the everyday people. So what we have is a privatized prison system where Corrections Corporation of America, which has shareholders that buy stock in mass incarceration and in this privatized prison system, the United States government is contractually bound to A, guarantee a 90% occupancy rate in our federal prison system, and B, to use federal taxpayer dollars to pay Corrections Corporations of America $36,000 a year per inmate per year that they're in jail. Now, normally, you know, as business people, which is something I do, I help small businesses become strong and sustain themselves in this market. Now, we have a term that everybody knows. It's the cost of doing business, right? Okay, so what Corrections Corporations of America is doing is they're going out and they're executing what is called prison work contracts. And that's where these prisoners are sitting in the prisons and making Victoria's Secret panties, yes, for 13 cents a day. And they're packaging Starbucks coffee for 14 cents a day, right? And if you want to make 22 cents a day, then you are assembling anti-Scud missile systems for the United States Department of Defense. And notice, we don't talk about outsourcing anymore. But in the Midwest, you're seeing all these stories come across the news feeds. If you Google news alert prison work contracts, you're seeing businesses in the Midwest, American companies that can't compete,
right,
that are being put out of business. And we're not hearing the buzzword outsourcing anymore.
Because it's insourced. It's sourced into our prisons.
Right.
You know, it's almost as if we lock up the poor people from the city, we move them out to the country, and we hire the poor people from the country to guard them.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, if you know, this is a new form of slavery. And the only way that you can guarantee 90% occupancy rate in a prison system is to call the war on drugs and to start policing private behavior and putting people in jail for things like addiction and poverty. And it creates conditions of poverty. You know, we can't go out there and get jobs and make Victoria's Secret panties anymore because our prisoners are making them for 14 cents a day.
Yeah, it's sick. You know, we've got the 13th Amendment. You know, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist in the United States except punishment for a crime.
Except, unless they call you a criminal. And then we have these people that are deemed criminals, and it's only for, you know, smoking a plant or using a plant, and our society is conditioned to treat them like a criminal for the rest of their lives.
And it's also of benefit to these companies that want good workers. I mean, your average rapist, arsonist, murderer is kind of a little socio-psychopathic,
right,
a little tough to rely on, but your average pot smoker or some kid got caught with ecstasy or mushrooms or something,
exactly,
is probably a great worker.
Right, and here's the thing, if they don't work, they get put in solitary confinement.
Oh my God.
And so, it, you know, in order to, once they're in the system, they have to live up to these prison work contracts, to the conditions of these prison work contracts. And we have to ask ourselves as a society, why are we guaranteeing the 90% occupancy rate as a government, as a people, as our government representing the United States? Why are we guaranteeing a 90% occupancy rate in a prison contractually as if it's some sort of hotel?
Yeah.
What kind of society are we that we're doing this?
Yeah, and also, you know, you look at the fact that you've got the taxpayers paying for the room and board, and them only having to pay out what, and the other thing that kills me, I hear in these cases where, you know, they get paid like 22 cents an hour, 15 cents an hour.
Right.
But then if they want to make a phone call, it's $5 a minute.
Right.
Something like that. So
right.
even what little wage they do make doesn't really go anywhere.
No, it doesn't. And then if you couple that with the asset forfeiture laws, you know, that was my topic last week, the discussion with asset forfeiture laws. And I can't believe that any good old-fashioned red-blooded Republican American out there is not turning over every night in their sleep worried about asset forfeiture laws. Because quite frankly, it's gotten to the point where if you have a large amount of cash in your home, and for some reason they search your home and find that $10,000, they assume, without probable cause, that it's drug-related, seize that money, and you need a really good asset forfeiture attorney to prove your innocence and get it back. And they did all of that before conviction.
Yep. You don't have to be charged with any crime, and the money is guilty until proven innocent. So you have to go get that good lawyer. Now, how do you hire him when you don't have any cash? Because it's guilty? That's the problem.
And then they seized your bank account, too, and started to take your property because you had this big chunk of cash. And that's in the laws now and can happen to you now.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous, this mass incarceration in America. So much of it driven by the drug war. About half of the prisoners, or 2.3 million, are there for some drug-related conviction.
Right.
Just insane.
And what we do, and what I love about what we do, is we are repairing. These are activists that come out and have this conversation, is we're repairing a rift. There's acceptance. We've stopped accepting each other as human beings. And if we're deeming people criminals for the personal use of marijuana, then what are we doing? But today, at these events where people can come together and celebrate the fact that they believed in truth and they believed in this plan and appreciate each other, is a beautiful and divine thing.
There we go. That's what it is. And we all have to band together to be able to pull this off. We can't do it by ourselves. And that's why a gathering like this, so many different diverse groups with the same basic agenda, end this war on certain American citizens using non-pharmaceutical, non-alcoholic, tobacco-free drugs.
Exactly. And what you can do is take this conversation into your local coffee shops and just sit down with another person and have a really loud conversation about the war on drugs and about marijuana. And you will find that people will turn around and start asking you questions.
Yes,
and
they will.
You patiently answer those questions, and that's how we change the world.
One mind at a time, people. We can do it. Stephanie Bishop, thank you so much for joining us here. Any websites or contacts you want to give out?
Well, I am on Facebook.com, Adamson and Rada. I'm 420marketing.com.
That's right.
And you can find me on Twitter through those sources as well.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. It's always good talking to you. Stephanie Bishop, thanks for being here. We're going to move to some music here, and when we come back, I saw Ganja John and Ganja Wife walking by. We'll see if we can get them on the mic. You're listening to live coverage of the High Times Bay Area Medical Cannabis Cup at the Craneway Pavilion, Richmond, California. Lord! Good God, look at this! Get real. Gil is trying to kill me. Gil is trying to kill me.
Are you ready for that one?
I guess I am. I'm going to take a knee for this one, though. Alright, we're here at TGA, Subcool, and we're trying to get pictures taken with the lovely Miss Jill, who makes the strain that I love the most, Jilly Bean. How are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
You are very good, I am high, how are you?
I'm very high.
I think we said that already, but hey, Jesse, would you take a photo for us? Alright, so we got our photo here. All right. So, there we are. Thank
Yay,
you so much.
Very cool.
How are you doing?
Very good. Yeah. Do you want to go some of us?
Yes, please. Absolutely.
Subby?
Absolutely. Sure. Hey, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Like one
Hi,
second.
Would you hold that?
Hey, Russ, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Sub. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
I'm high. How are you?
I'm pretty high myself.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been medicating quite heavily.
Yes.
Yes, and so we've been enjoying it very well. This is Russ Belville.
Hi.
This is our friend Jen, by the way.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for holding the camera.
She's
here.
One of our oldest friends.
Yeah. So we got, you know, you see the Weed Nerd every week on 420 Radio. So here he is, the Weed Nerd, nerding it up,
being nerdish,
and Ms. Jill here as well. And thank you for all of the fabulous, fabulous strains.
Well, and thank you for everything you do for the cannabis community.
I will.
And laying it to their ass.
Ha!
You know?
Can't help it.
I got to show you. Do you know Jill got boot stomped?
What?
I did.
She got boot stomped by a fucking Sonoma County Sheriff.
What?
She got boot stomped by a sheriff. We called them for help.
That was a hematoma.
We made the mistake of calling them for help.
Sonoma County Sheriff?
Sonoma County.
Wow.
That was a mistake.
Well, we now know. While we have this rolling real quick, I just want to say, make sure you go online to the Facebook page, School of Gank, and find out how to make a donation. We're always accepting donations for the School of Gank and for children with autism.
Buy mini iPads for kids with autism, and we've got them as far as Australia now.
Excellent.
Yeah, Absolutely. We got pictures in last week. A little kid holding his iPad, drawing pictures, making little rainbows.
You know, we also give money to the families at Christmas time so they can help feed their families for dinner and have Christmas dinner.
Yep. Big pencils, big writing paper. Absolutely.
See, this is the cannabis community we like to cover. This is the sharing and caring. This is what we're all about.
This is what it's
You don't see the meth community doing this. No, never happens. No, they're taking stuff off the bridge.
Here we are helping kids. Thank you, Russ.
You're very welcome. All right.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, everybody.
You rock.
Support TGA, TGA Clothing.
Great times at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup 2013 in the Bay Area at the Craneway Pavilion. Subcool and Ms. Jill. Before that, the Shark Tooth Dab. Stephanie Bishop was the interview that we spoke to. Funny thing, I came back on the same train with her and didn't realize it until like one stop before she had to get off the train, but we were on the same Amtrak coming back. The Polydactyl Cat, the Mad Dabber, and Alice in Wonderland, very cool. Jorge Cervantes, thanks for the interview. Ganja John, nice to walk through with you. And of course, Medical Shorts. What would a Medical Cannabis Cup be without Medical Shorts? There's a very important medical reason for those shorts. I think it's for my heart rate. Anyway, before we go, I want to break some news that just came through the wire. Sam Chapman let me know through Facebook, but we have in Oregon, SB 82 and SB 40 have been passed by the Senate. They are on their way to the governor's desk. Now, the SB 82 will end the driver's license suspension that is automatic when you get a marijuana ticket for under an ounce. Here in the state of Oregon, yeah, even if you're not driving, you get your ticket for marijuana. It's a $100 ticket or a $1,000 ticket, I think. And then you had a 6 month driver's license suspension. That is going to the governor for signature. Will end that driver's license suspension that affects about 5,000 Oregonians a year. So great news on that bill. The other bill is SB 40. And believe it or not, this bill kind of originated in a conversation over lunch between myself and Leland Berger, one of our attorneys here in Oregon, works with the OCDLA and Normal Legal Committee. And it was after the election and we had just lost the bill for legalization. And he asked, what do you think we could do in the legislature? And I said, well, you know, Lee, it's kind of weird that in Oregon, we're the only state that goes from a ticket to a felony, right? Under an ounce is a ticket, over an ounce is a Class B felony. And, you know, in Idaho, you have to have 3 ounces before it's a felony. In Utah, you have to have something like 8 ounces before it's a felony. So we thought that was just kind of weird. Well, this bill, SB 82, was based off of that discussion. SB 40 will move 1 to 4 ounces of possession. That's up to a quarter pound. Will no longer be a Class B felony. It will be a misdemeanor for up to a quarter pound in the state of Oregon. So thank you, Leland, for asking my opinion on that and shepherding that bill through. I think we ought to call SB 40 the Russ Belville Misdemeanor Marijuana Act or something. I need something named after me. Not like I have a show or anything. Hey, folks, that's all the time we got here in Hour 1. Just stay tuned for Hour 2, the very much requested, popular High Times social media panel coming up in its entirety, featuring Coral Reefer, Bianca Barnhill, Stuff Stoners Like, Old Hippie, and moderated by Jen Bernstein. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us, and until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show.
The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.